Welcome to Observations from Life. This is Scott, your host, and I've got a fun episode for you today. I'm looking forward to this. I hope you enjoy. My first in-studio interview today, I have three young adults, not young adults. What are y'all? What do you call yourselves? Children.
Young teens.
Young teens, sort of. One of them's barely. So anyway, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. First, we have Nate. Nate?
Hello, my name is Nathan, and...
And how old are you?
I am almost 12.
All right. What grade are you in?
I am in sixth grade.
Okay. And next we have Amelia. And Amelia, how old are you? What grade?
I'm 12 and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. And then lastly, we have Audrey.
I'm 10 and I'm in fourth grade.
Okay. Now, Nate and Amelia are brother and sister, and then Audrey is almost a sister to them. Her mother is engaged. Yeah, kind of like a stepsister. Her mother's engaged to their father, so.
She's our stepsister.
Okay, so even before the marriage, you consider her your stepsister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. So.
I mean, I've known her for like 2 years now, so.
That makes sense. So tell me a little bit about life at your age. Like when I was your age, we didn't have things like the internet, TikTok, all those kind of things. What? Who wants to start? Tell me what a typical day for you is like.
So I wake up and then I listen to some music and then I get on YouTube and watch some videos.
All right. Any kind of particular videos you like?
I really like video games. I like watching people play video games.
Okay. Amelia?
All right. So I think like it would be very different if we didn't have internet because we would say, oh, we're so bored and stuff. Because like back then nobody had internet. But now that we do, we're a bit spoiled.
So what do you think people like me did back then before the internet?
Probably like play outside and like play board games and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably not too far off. Yes.
I think you went outside and touched some grass, unlike we do.
Okay. Audrey, what do you think?
Maybe you, like, went to, like, people's houses, and we don't really do that, like, a lot.
Well, you know, that's a good point. When I was growing up, for example, we had a neighborhood where there were five or six friends, and we all had bicycles, and we would go do things together, go to each other's houses. But y'all are like in constant contact with each other because you can text and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how your friendships operate.
So, like, I feel like we can be more kind of like, so like back then, people just had to walk to their house to ask if like, oh, can I play or something? But like now we can text and call them. So we don't really have to go to their house. Like we can just be on FaceTime with them and like play Roblox or something.
So like usually like a lot of my friends, I just like text them to ask something. And sometimes I go to their houses after school, but not all the time.
What I think is back then, if you wanted to play with your friends, you just had to go outside and wait for them or go knock on their door. But now we can just like call them or text them like, hey, friend, do you want to go play outside? And they can say sure.
So do y'all think it's weird to just go knock on someone's door and yes. They don't know you're coming?
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've like never done that to any of my friends.
See, when I was growing up, that's all you did. Usually. So let me ask you this. So y'all are in school. Y'all are a generation that had to go through COVID and have all the schools shut down, and you had to do school from home. So what was it like being kind of stuck on a computer looking at your teacher and other students? Audrey?
I did not like it at all. It was really boring because I couldn't see anyone in person.
So for me, it was like really stressful because everything was online, and like for my teachers, I was in sixth grade at the time, so it was like the first grade of middle school, so I was like super stressed, and it was even more stressful over like the internet a lot of times because like either the Zoom didn't work or something, so I had no idea what to do and stuff like that.
You couldn't get like that help immediately if you had questions. How about you, Nate?
I was in fifth grade when the pandemic happened, and I could not concentrate. It was just hard for me to do my work since it was over a thing. It was hard for me to turn in my work.
So how was it like? Let's see. So you were toward the end of your school year because it was spring break when everybody kind of went home. Then you had the whole next year, right?
Yeah. So it started in fourth grade for me. Like at the end of fourth grade is when it started. And then the whole fifth grade, it was over.
Did you miss seeing people? Like, did you miss your friends?
I didn't see any of my, I didn't know that my, because I didn't have any classes with my friends because I was in middle school. I only had two classes. Oh. So none of my friends were in there, so I could never talk to them.
And Audrey, you changed schools in the middle of this, right? So what was starting a new school when you couldn't go in and introduce yourself like?
It was really weird because I've never been in that school before. The only time I have gone is to like pick things up, but I've never been inside.
So you don't go there now?
No.
Oh, because you went to middle school from there? You changed schools?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a whole year at a school that you've never been to?
Yeah.
That must have been strange.
Yes, very much.
So let me ask y'all about how people... So you're back in school now. So when I was in school, there were different... You know what cliques are? Like groups that are like friends. Like you had like people that were the math club or the whatever. And there was the cool kids and the others. So is that still like a thing?
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
So basically like there's different lunch tables and basically different groups sit at different lunch tables. Like the cool kids group sits over there and then this group sits over there.
So what would happen if somebody that's not part of the cool kids went to their table? Like, would that be okay with them? Or what?
So I feel like the cool kids or something would just stare at them and be like, why are you sitting here? And they might be rude to them or something.
Okay.
Like, I remember one time, there's like always one group of people at my lunch table. And like, I remember one time someone came over and sat there and like everyone was like, can you go? Someone else is going to sit there.
Wow. So they kind of let them know they didn't belong.
So how I got my friend group, which this is really weird. It was in like second grade and I just went and sat with these kids and then we started talking. So that you can also make friends that way, but you could also get bullied that way. So I would be careful.
So it's one of those where, yeah, you kind of put yourself out there. It's a risk. And I would guess as you get older, those get more locked in. Like in second grade, they may be open to like having more people in your group. But then once you're in fifth or sixth grade, it's kind of set.
Like, yeah. So I feel like if it's like in second grade, the kids don't really know like if it's like if you should be rude to someone. But like if you're in sixth grade, they don't really care. And they just will be rude either way.
So you think this idea of thinking you're more important than others or whatever is something you learn.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously not born that way.
Yeah.
Because in second grade, there was like one or two people in that friend group. And now there's like at least 10 or 12 people.
So is your group open to new people?
Kind of, since we went into middle school, which is a different school.
So you kind of have to remix again.
Yeah, we have to remix again because some people left in the friend group to a different school.
Okay. Are any of y'all in the cool group?
Kind of.
Okay, tell me about that.
A lot of my friends are like some of the people in my group are like kind of popular. So, yeah, we usually hang out at recess a lot.
Okay. Yes.
Somebody in my friend group is like one of the most popular people in our grade, so
So do you think the whole group is a popular group, or do you think they're just a real friendly person that happens to be popular?
A friendly person that's popular.
Okay. So what other kind of groups are there? You have the popular kids. What else?
So I'm going to try and list like some of the groups. So there's the popular kids and the nerds, like the ones that play Minecraft 24/7.
Okay.
And then there's like the smart kids, like that are like super smart at school. And then there's like The emo kids. Not emo, but like, you know, that, you know.
Do they wear black and have dark eyeliner, things like that? Yeah. You know, that's not new. We had those when I was young, too.
Yeah. And then there's, like, the shy kids, and then, like, the athletic, popular, cool kids. I don't know if I already listed that, but, yeah.
So, and when we're having lunch, there's just three tables full of popular kids, like people who are athletic boys, and then there's like three more tables to the side of that that are athletic girls.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do y'all see bullying at your school much? What's it usually look like?
In my grade, so it's seventh grade, so it's like the middle school. So I feel like people are starting to get more, like, older, maybe a little bit more mature. But, like, the bullying is, like, the bullying that I've seen is more towards, like, chubby people. Not, like, and, like, skinny people making fun of them or something. And that's the bullying that I've seen, the majority of the bullying.
Some bullying that I've seen is where people don't like things that other people like. Like, let's say that I like this YouTuber, and they like a different YouTuber, then I'll get bullied for liking a different YouTuber.
Oh, wow. Wow. So there's kind of like what's in that. And what's not.
I'm not saying that I'm getting bullied for that. I'm just saying that that is happening.
That's the kind of things. Have you seen bullying much?
Not like in action, but like I know that there is like a lot of people that are really mean to each other.
So do you, if any of you, I don't want to ask anything personal you don't want to answer, but so I'm going to ask, but you can just shake your head yes or no, and if you want to answer it, have any of you been bullied, and if so, do you want to talk about it?
I have to think about that.
Okay.
No, I don't think
no? Okay.
Can I talk about something?
Yes.
So, one of the bullying things that I encountered is one of my friends was asking our other friend for a bag of chips, and this popular kid said, maybe give her a half a bag so she'll be less fat.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. Yeah. That's bad.
Yes. It wasn't really bullying, but someone was, like, talking about me behind my back. Like, my friend told me everything, but, like, she said that, like, some girl said, like, she was telling people to stop being my friend, and, like, she was, like, calling me rude stuff.
Do you know why she was targeting you?
Probably because I was friends with one of her friends that she had been friends with longer, but, like...
So she was jealous, maybe, or...
Yeah.
Yes.
somebody in her friend group, so somebody was spreading rumors about them, like, oh, they're mean, they bullied me. And, but everybody didn't believe them in our friend group, which is good.
Because they trust and know each other. So it sounds like the main bullying that y'all have seen has been body shaming and gossip,
yeah,
spreading like gossip. Yeah. So what about drugs? Do y'all ever see drugs at your school, or do you know of any kids that use drugs? Okay, I'm seeing some nodding from Amelia.
I'm in seventh grade, right? So people are thinking, like, which is not right. People are thinking, oh, it's a good age to start vaping. But no. In the bathroom, I swear, every time I go to the bathroom, I see vape smoke coming up from the stalls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and it's weed? Like, you say smoke. Is it cigarettes
it's
or
like
is it?
Vaping.
Ah, people are vaping.
Vaping is like the new cool thing.
Okay, so vaping is what people do. You think it's because it's easier to hide or because vaping is cool or?
I don't know. I think, like, people started doing, like, having vapes in, like, 2019, and then it just started getting more popular, and like everyone starts like is starting to think it's cool, mm-hmm, to vape. Yeah.
Have you had anybody try to get you to participate or anything?
No.
Okay. Yes.
So what was I gonna say? So I've seen people, like, in the middle of class, somebody got, like, they said that somebody reported them for seeing smoke in the bathroom, and they got their backpack searched, and there was a vape in there, and they got suspended.
So vape pens or anything like that are contraband?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Do they ever have drug dogs or anything come to your school, sniff around? No? No? Okay.
Wait, can I say another thing? So, what was I going to say?
That's okay. We can come back. We'll come back. Okay. While you're thinking, so a lot of things that the people that listen to my podcast, especially adults, hear about that gets a lot of press is school shootings. That's like a big deal. Do y'all ever have... Well, first of all, do any of y'all, have you ever been in a situation where you were worried about a school shooting? And also, do they do any kind of drills or anything? And okay, I'm going to start with Audrey.
I remember one time I was really worried that there was someone in the school because, like, all the lights had gone off and, like, the upstairs was, like, shut down. And, like, so I don't know why, but someone said that they saw, like, someone in the bathroom with, like, a knife. But apparently there was no one in there. But when people started telling me that, I got, like, really worried. Because one of my friends went into the bathroom, and then someone told me that.
Yeah, so that's scary. That is scary. Amelia?
So we have drills at least 3 every month for, like, different, like, things. We have probably a shooting drill, like, once every 2 months.
And so tell me what a shooting drill looks like.
So what we do is we go to... So, like, it depends what classroom we're in, but in the classroom that we're in, we go to the, like, if the door is here and the window's over here, we go to, the, like, a corner where you can't see people from the door or the window, so that if shooters, like, look through the window, and you lock the doors, so if shooters look through the window of the door, then they can't see you, so they won't come in.
Do the drills make you feel any safer, or do they just make you think more about the fact somebody may come in?
They just make me think more of the fact that somebody may come in.
Yeah.
So I saw this person with, I don't know what, like, they had, like super bad anxiety about, like, a shooter, and they were, like, having an anxiety attack in school.
That's scary. Yeah. So on a scale, well, let me ask you this. What is your biggest worry? Like, we've talked about shootings and drugs and bullying and things like that. What would you say your biggest worry, your biggest worry is about? We'll start with about school, but we'll get to about life in a minute. Do you have a worry? Do you have something that worries you more than other things?
not really.
Okay.
Yeah, probably like. Probably school shooting, honestly, because if you, like, got killed at school, then your mom or dad wouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's like dying alone, yeah. Or with friends, I guess, but yeah. Not people that you're close to, yeah.
I have a story about, like, what I'm worried about. The other day, the fire alarm went off, and there wasn't a drill scheduled because we had one the day before. And so I was, like, really worried because, like, having a fire in the school is, like, one of my worst fears.
Because there's a lot of kids trying to get out of a few exits.
But, like, luckily the fire thing, like, it just happened because something, like, messed up. But, like, I was, like, really worried.
Maybe it was somebody vaping in the bathroom. Who knows? But, so that would be scary because if you're thinking, I don't know how many kids go to your school. Do you know? Around 1,000, you think? And if they're all trying to get out of 4 exits or something, that could be scary.
So, I have a story about that. When I was in elementary school, I think it was like when I was in 4th grade, we were in the cafeteria and this kid pulled the fire alarm. Because, you know, kids are kids. But, like, nobody saw him do it, so everyone was freaking out because everyone thought there was a fire. And then, like, they found out that he pulled it, and he got in, like, really big trouble.
I can imagine. Let me ask you this. When they do a normal fire drill, it's kind of orderly. Everybody lines up and goes. So when he pulled it and it wasn't a normal one, was it different, or was everybody real cool about it?
So everybody was kind of scared, but we still, like, lined up and, like, went out the exits like usual. But the teachers, I feel like, were more freaked out than the kids in that moment.
Yeah, because they probably know when a drill's planned.
Yeah.
So let's talk about life. What do you worry? Tell me the good things that you think are happening in your life. Like when you kind of look at the world, there's a lot going on. I don't know if y'all know much about Russia and the war there and other things. Do y'all think generally that our country is going in a good direction, that things are getting better for people, or do you think they're getting worse, or do you not have an opinion? What's your thoughts?
I know that Ukraine is still getting, like, bombed from Russia. Sorry. I don't know how I feel about that because I don't know a lot about it.
Right. It is kind of odd because it's on the other side of the world. Don't know all the politics.
All I know is that Russia is not doing something good. And they're, and a lot of Russians that don't believe in that are forced to stay in Russia. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, they can't just leave.
So I don't really like talking about politics because, I don't know, it just always starts arguments in any, like, talk conversations I've had. So I'm not really going to talk about it. I don't really.
Well, let me ask you outside of politics, though. Okay. Just the world. Like, would you say you're how old now? 13? 12? You're 12 going to be 13. Do you think when you're 25, the world's going to be better than it is now? Or do you think it's going to be worse? Or do you think it's going to be about the same?
I think of how it's going now, I might predict that it's not really going to change to be better. It might, like, be the same. And I think it just depends on, like, if we have a good president and stuff like that.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to get better at all, and it might get a little bit worse.
Tell me more about that.
Well, there's just, like, a lot of bad stuff happening, and I don't expect it to, like, get better from there.
It certainly doesn't seem like it will. Well, it won't by itself. It's going to require us to do something. Nate, did you have something to say?
So there's a lot of animals that are going extinct because of global warming, mm-hmm. stuff that we're putting into the world that was not there originally. But some animals are dying from natural disasters and natural causes that we did not do and we need to help them.
Are y'all concerned about climate change?
I am studying that in extinctions right now. That's what my big project is on, global warming.
So I'm, like, really, I learned about this last year, I think, about global warming. And I didn't realize how bad global warming was until I, like, learned about it in school.
Yeah.
And, like, I think humans need to, like, try and do something to fix it or we're all going to die in, like, 30 years.
That's pretty scary. It is.
I actually haven't learned about that, so.
So you don't have a big opinion on it? Okay, that's fine. So what other things, do y'all have any idea what you want to be when you grow up? Okay, let's go this way this time.
I really want to be a surgeon.
Tell me why.
I don't really know. I just really want to be one.
Like, is there anything you saw, or is it just because you know that they're really smart and do good things, or what?
Yeah.
You're not going to be a serial killer, though, right?
No.
I know your mother. Okay, and she'll get to hear this. So, Amelia, what about you?
Okay, so I've planned, like, everything that I want to do after high school. I might change it because I'm only in seventh grade. But I'm in this class called AVIN, and it's basically a college and career readiness class. So what I want to do after high school is I want to take a gap year to, like, figure out all my financial plans for college. And then I want to go to 2 years of community college. And what I want to get my degree in is to be a lawyer because I've always found that stuff, like, fascinating. Like all the TV shows and movies that I've watched because my dad shows me them.
So do you know what kind of lawyer? Like, do you want to be in criminal stuff or do you want to be more like people that help sue other people, like over car accidents, or do you know?
I probably want to be more into, like, the criminal stuff because that's what I've always, like, found fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself being a prosecutor? That's the person that tries to put bad guys in jail or more of a defender, those that's trying to defend people that have been accused?
Probably the first one, not
the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and by the way, that's a lot of, for seventh grade, already kind of having that mapped out in your head. That's pretty impressive.
What I want to be two jobs. I'm still deciding is either some sort of engineer. My dad's a software engineer, which is pretty cool. He does a lot of coding and he's really good at it. So I either want to be some kind of engineer or a city planner. Because I find that job very, like, interesting.
Well, and Austin could certainly use them with the growth we have and everything else. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, I thought of something while y'all were talking I was going to ask you. Oh, so Do y'all, your school, are y'all off to the same school or different schools? So
Audrey's at a different school.
Okay.
She's in elementary school, and then me and Nathan are in middle school.
Okay, so we'll start with Audrey. Do you see much racism?
Racism. Not usually, but I have seen, like, some people, like, they say some rude stuff. Oh, now I'm remembering. I remember some people were talking, and I think it was a joke. They were, like, talking about something, but they were saying the N-word. But even if it was a joke, is you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. I agree.
Yes.
So I've never ever seen racism from teachers, but I have from students, and it's, like, really bad. Because I saw this choir group, and it was, like, it was a girl group, and it was all white girls and then one black girl, and they were all super racist to her. And
That's terrible, yeah.
I've seen people be racist to black people and Mexican people, and that's basically it. They were saying some racial slurs, which isn't cool.
So, do you think that we talked about bullying and racism, which those kind of go hand in hand, and gossip and stuff? Do you feel like if you were the victim of somebody picking on you, and of course you're all white, so you probably would not have a racist generally have somebody pick on you for that, but in general, do you feel like there's somebody you can go to? Like, are there teachers that are supportive to help stop bullying? Or do you think if you went to them, it would make it worse because they would just, like, how would you handle if you were being picked on or whatever?
So at my school, there's a counselor, like a different counselor for each grade so that they can, like, focus on that one grade and won't have, like, the whole school. But my friend has been bullied before, and they went to the counselor, and it really helped. So,
did it help stop the bullying or help them learn how to deal with it?
Both, kind of, because you can fill out incident reports at my school, and, like, it can get it usually helps, like, majority of the time it helps.
Okay, that sounds cool. Yeah.
So in my school, you can fill out, like, anonymous report about someone, which I think is a good idea.
That is, because you can,
if you don't want to get involved.
Right, you're not the snitch, so that makes sense. Yes.
Speaking about, like, snitching, I've seen, like, bullying and racism, and then whenever they do fill out an incident report, they get bullied even more just for being a, like, quote, snitch.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest parts, is knowing when to tell and how much to put up with, because it can, if it's not dealt with, then yeah, that bully will get even worse. We had a lot of, when I was growing up, there was a lot of bullying, and our teachers kind of had this, well, you just need to suck it up kind of attitude. They didn't really do anything to, in my opinion, I didn't go to a school I was very happy with, and I didn't feel they supported us. There were good teachers, but not as a general rule. It was kind of a redneck kind of place. And so what else is interesting to y'all? What do you like to do? You mentioned YouTube. You like to watch YouTube videos. Are y'all TikTokers? Kinda. Well, let me ask you this, since you're kind of barely answering. Or at least you seem kind of, I know you used to really be into TikTok. So let me ask you this. Think of one thing that you used to think was really, really cool, whether it was a movie or a thing you did online or whatever, that now you think is, like, dorky or childish.
Cringy.
Yes.
Okay. I used to, like, I used to do TikTok dances, and then now I think that's really cringy and weird.
Okay.
That's also same for me. Like, the TikTok, I would do it every day, and now I'm just like, what was I thinking?
That's funny. You even had me do some with you, if you recall.
Yes.
So I remember, like, me, Nathan, and Audrey all used to, like, especially when we went over to, like, our grandparents' house and stuff, we used to make, like, TikTok videos, and it just seems, like, really silly to me now.
So yeah. So TikTok's not cool anymore. It's kind of, what? Okay, I see a lot of hands. Okay,
yeah.
I like to watch it, and I do make a few TikToks now, but they're not, like, dancing.
They're not the dorky, everybody does that dance thing.
So, TikTok isn't not cool. It, like, I feel like TikTok is the, like, most popular social media app right now. And like, kids our age still do dances and stuff like we used to do. But, like, I feel like it's just, like, your opinion of what you want to do on the app.
Okay.
I agree. Like, dancing, not a lot of people do anymore. And the TikTok still is cool. Like, a lot of people still watch TikTok. Just they're not on that side of TikTok.
I've seen some TikTokers that are cool. They'll tell facts about things or whatever. One guy does unusual Google Earth finds. Yeah.
I found this one account, and I was just, like, scrolling down it for, like, an hour. It's, like, this girl, and she, like, talks about, like, crimes and stuff, and I really like it.
That's cool. True crime stuff?
Yeah.
So I've seen that girl, but also I wanted to talk about this, like, TikTok account that I found. He's, like, really old. He's probably, like, in his 80s, but he's, like, really funny, and he just, like, was talking about, like, because people ask him questions in the comments, and then he answers it from, like, his point of view and, like, about life, kind of like you do.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Maybe when I'm 80, I'll still be doing something. Who knows? Were you going to say something, Nate?
I don't.
Nope.
Okay. No. All right, I'm going to ask a real personal one here.
That's right.
If you don't want to talk about it, you can tell me, because y'all are young. Sex. Does anybody talk about sex at school? Is that like, yes?
A lot of my friends make like jokes about it sometimes.
Yeah. Is it uncomfortable or is it funny or?
It's usually funny, but like it can sometimes be a little weird.
Kind of weird. I get that.
Yes.
I feel like nowadays, like younger people have like learned about this stuff at a young age. Like I know I learned about it at a young age. I don't remember how, but like yeah, just like people are learning about it really young.
Well, and I think the internet's a big part of that. Yeah. You know,
people think that it's cool to do sex. So people are saying like, oh, I just had sex with this person, and it's not.
Hey, y'all be nice. Nate has cracked up the girls with saying do sex versus have sex. Yeah, I know what you mean. So do you think they sometimes claim they had sex when they really didn't and they're just trying to sound cool?
I'm almost 90% sure that nobody in my grade has had sex, but I don't want to jump to.
Right. Well, I can tell you that was common when I was a kid too. People would brag about things like that when they really didn't. We didn't know.
So apparently, I don't think this is true, but apparently a sixth grader had sex with, like, a 10th grader. Like, that was a rumor going around, and the sixth grader was proud of it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Why do you think it's because, was it a girl or a boy, the sixth grader?
The sixth grader was a girl.
Do you think it's because she felt like it made her, like, she's older, like, mature or something, or?
I think probably because I feel like a lot of the popular sixth graders are, like, think they're so mature and think they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think there's pressure? Well, let me ask you this. What do you think is the right age to have sex for the first time?
16 and up.
Maybe, like, freshman or a sophomore.
Like, in your 20s.
Okay, so you all have kind of different ages. Let me ask you, do you think it's important that you have feelings for the person? Or, like, what's your view of what it means? Or do you have an opinion? If you don't, you can say, I don't have an opinion.
I really don't have an opinion.
Okay, that's good. You're 10. That's okay. And honestly, these are hard questions, but I know that kids your age now are exposed to these things. And so I wonder kind of how you process it and what it's, you know, what's in your head.
Okay, so, like, I think you should have feelings for the person because I don't really believe in, like, one-night stands or things like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, just having sex for, like, fun. But I know a lot of people do, like, popular people and, yeah, like, cool people, but yeah.
Or at least I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know that a lot of people just have like sex because they think it's cool. Like Amelia was saying.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times people think because it got them attention that that's a way to get attention, which it's not the best way. I mean, the best way is to be a friend to somebody, things like that. But so, yeah.
A lot of people in my grade are beggars for attention. And I'm just like, I know because like they do a bunch of stuff that gets them a bunch of attention and.
Even negative attention, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
So I have something to talk about, like, in that genre, like, negative attention. Like, I know this kid in my grade, like, he is, like, one of the, like, worst kids in my grade. He gets ISS at least, like, twice every week. And he, like, he wants attention, so he does all these bad things, but it's not good attention, so.
Right. Well, and you always wonder sometimes if at home it's that way too. Yeah. You know, because I've known kids. I used to work with kids more, and if they the only time they got attention from their parents is when they were acting up. They kind of learned that's how you get somebody to pay attention to you, and they almost think that's how they're loved.
So I sometimes wonder if like all the kids in like ISS or like wanted attention stuff like that, like just in trouble. I wonder if they're trying to get attention from their parents or they're just being bad to like be bad.
Well, that's a good question. So let me ask you this. This is a percentage question. What percentage of you, of who you are, like your personality, whether you're a good kid or a bad kid, that how much would you attribute to your parents?
I would say around 50 to 80%.
Okay. So pretty strong influence.
I love them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do what?
I love them a lot and I like influence from them and yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I would say about like 50 or 60%.
Okay. Audrey?
Maybe like 80 to 90.
So you think a lot of your personality and who you are is developed or based on your parents on how they treat you and how they've raised you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And y'all all have pretty good parents, you think? They'll probably, yeah. If they know you're on here, they're going to talk about it. They're probably going to listen, so you have to say nice things. Yes.
Me and Amelia have the same mom and dad, and Audrey has our dad is her stepdad, so.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Okay. Is there anything else is there something we haven't covered that y'all want to talk about, or we got it all? Okay, well, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I think this is going to be a good one for people to listen to. Okay, thank you. Yes, Amelia?
Never mind.
Okay. All right, so everybody say bye.
Bye.
I wanted to just add something to this interview. For those of you that don't know me or don't know the kids that were involved in the discussion, Audrey is my granddaughter, and Nate and Amelia, as you heard, are future grandkids of mine. And I think it's important to make sure that people understand that if you're going to have these kind of conversations with children, whether it be about sensitive topics, especially the ones we discussed, sex, drugs, school shootings, things like this, please make sure, number one, that you've talked to their parents and have their permission. But on top of that, make sure that you have developed yourself with them a trusting relationship where they feel they're in a safe place and that that's a place where they can talk to you openly about some of their thoughts, their fears, their dreams, their hopes, whatever. And so I just wanted to make that really clear. So if anybody listened to this and they wondered why I would be having these kind of conversations with kids this young, it's because I think it's important that we understand the next generation. But I also want to make sure people know that these are kids that I have a long-term relationship with in which we have developed very closely. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and this has been Observations from Life.